There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind on the Bakken Rocks Cookfest Tour today and Thursday, as a matter of fact. Pat Fink, it'll be in for me tomorrow on the program because the fishing tournament's happening tomorrow. Time. Fishing tournament's calling my name out there at Newtown. So Todd and Pat will handle the broadcast tomorrow on the right here. I'm almost running my microphones and making some strange noises there. Are you hearing that? Anyway.
Yep.
Yes. All right. You want me to fix it? Is that what you're saying, Todd?
Yeah, pretty much.
Doesn't happen to Todd, the radio guy, Mitchell, but it does happen to me. Anyway, another hour of What's on Your Mind, live from Alexander. We're actually in the library today. Todd gave me grief earlier saying, you should probably be a little more quiet in the library. If it were the school year, I would need to be, but right now I don't need to worry about it. They're actually building out the library here because they didn't have one all that long ago, which is kind of a cool story in and of itself. We're in Alexander, North Dakota today. Alexander School is the site of our broadcast today for the What's on Your Mind program. Later today, we'll be at the Alexander Park, where the Bakken Rocks Cookfest will take place. 2:30, the events start with a information session. Ron Ness, Kathy Nesset, Allison Ritter, and Justin Kringstedt will all be here representing North Dakota Petroleum Council and NESA Consulting Services, as well as, the Department of Mineral Resources and the Pipeline Authority. So looking forward to an update. Great information session. These are really well attended, and folks in the community ask great questions. So it's something to take in. And then, of course, the barbecue starts at 4. That'll be great fun as well. And it's all free. A lot of free things happening. And I don't know why I'm explaining it, because Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council is here. He does a better job than I do of telling folks what a Bakken Rocks Cookfest is all about. How are you, Ron?
Hi, Scotty. I just drove in 3 hours and 15 minutes from Bismarck. So if you're driving out for the barbecue tonight, I've got a lot of observations on the way here this morning. But first of all, I get to this parking lot and I park my 2001 Chevy Suburban with 182,000 miles on it.
I know what's coming.
Next to this Mercedes.
I know what's coming.
But I know where we're staying tonight, and it's a long gravel road, so you're going to be hopping in that 2001 Chevy Suburban with approaching 200,000 miles on it.
So, yeah, exactly right.
Driving out here, aren't the roads fantastic?
It's a sea change. Incredible.
And the Surgeville is alive and well. You see people working, but there's not delays in the traffic. We need a new bridge. The Long X Bridge, of course, needs to be replaced. But, boy, other than that, you get on the highway and you cruise. You cruise around Watford. I stopped at the other truck stop over here. I can't recall the name of it, but it's the Exxon truck stop. And just outside of Alexander on the curve, there's two huge truck stops. You would think you're in Fargo. At the size of these truck stops, the amount of stuff they have, and that's been a game changer for these communities as well, because it's given people a place to stop and a place to get fuel and food and all the things they need. Pretty amazing, really, and of course, coming into Alexander here, you always love coming into a town that's got the Ten Commandments posted right up there. You can't miss the Ten Commandments.
Big flag on the water tower.
Yeah. But we have been doing these for I think 8 years, and we've been in every. I was trying to figure out today where we're going to go next, because we have been in every community out here, and Alexander's about the size of my hometown. They've got more paved streets than we ever had, but the city parks, and of course we're going to have the city park. You can see already they're wrapping it all up with cookers and putting up tents and all of these good things. And I love coming to these little city parks. They're just absolutely they just transform when you fill them with activities and people. And it's going to be a great day in Alexander. I hope everybody can come and join us. These are by far the best events that we do, no matter what. It's all about the community.
Why do you do them? Tell folks why they're important.
We started doing this. We developed our oil can program really on three basic principles. Listen first, be part of the solution, and become part of the community, and engage in the community. So this was our next step. Actually, an idea by our former chairman and marathon executive who's retired now that run their Dickinson office said, we ought to do a little barbecue, a little picnic. Well, it's got
it's gone up a notch from your.
It's kind of like this little fishing tournament tomorrow. We used to have a couple of, you know, three or four boats go out and enjoy the day. Tomorrow we have 225 fishermen fishing for a good cause in North Dakota. What we do is we take the proceeds and we put those proceeds towards a conservation project. Last year we bought a tree planter and fabric machine for Pheasants Forever and gave them fish. The year before we've been fixing up the boat ramps and fish cleaning stations around the Newtown docks and stuff, so we're looking for a good project this year in Western North Dakota to support. We want to partner with the Outdoor Heritage Fund, but we do this to give the people in the communities where the activity is happening access to the companies, to get the companies and the people here to be part of the community. It's a community thank you is what it really is, but as you know, it's turned into just one of the most incredible events.
They're just fun. They really are.
They're fun.
It didn't cost you a penny. It's free food. It's a lot of free, giveaways from the different companies. And, it's just get a chance to hear a lot of really good information in that, information session. It's the latest. The questions are great. It's just, it really is. But I think the neatest thing is we're sitting here in a little school in Alexandria where the superintendent, Leslie Bieber, who's going to join us a little later on the program, told me the conversation every year was about, can we last one more year? I mean, the school board, their big question every year is, can we keep the school open one more year, right? And that's what they dealt with for a very long time. And now in 6 years, this has tripled in size. So they've tripled the students in 6 years. They're expanding. They're going to add on. They're going to renovate the part of the school that we're in right now. So they're building a school. And the best part, they're starting their own six-man football program. They right now are in a co-op, with Watford City, and the volleyball, a basketball, and football is going to be Alexander only, which is a big deal to a little community like Alexander. So,
Comet Nation is alive and well, and six-man football. Can you imagine how in shape you have to be for six?
Oh, I know.
I want to play it on a tennis court or something. But I walked into the school and met the principal, and the coolest thing is they have a big map, and hopefully you could talk to her about what diversity means. But I'm guessing 10 years ago they didn't have any kids that had ever come from outside of McKinsey County, and they've got this map, and they've got kids from all over the country here, and so
they have the pictures of the kids, and then they're in the state where they're from, and they are from all over the place. I was amazed, a lot of Minnesota kids, a lot of South Dakota kids, really just from all over.
Texas, Florida, Washington, Oregon. It's you'll have to talk to her about that, but I think that's good for North Dakota, and hopefully those kids become North Dakotans, not Florida kids that are living here. We want them to become North Dakotans who are, raised and think of Alexandria as home.
Yeah. I want to ask you about something else in the news here in the couple minutes we have left. I started the program by saying, look, everybody's talking nationally and internationally about the deal with Iran, and here we are in Alexandria, and they do connect. They do connect because, obviously, we're concerned about Middle East war and conflict and everything else. Do you connect the dots in these two?
Well, Scott, I think there's a direct connection to North Dakota, and I listened to your show on the way up, and one of the previous callers was probably right. We all have to step back and evaluate this thing. But my sense is it's probably a pretty good deal for Iran, or Iran wasn't in the that hot and heavy to make a deal. But the question, I don't know anything about it. Now, somebody, the pundits will all tell us about it. But my deal is if we're going to open up trade and let Iran benefit, which is why they were at the table, because we had sanctions on them, now's the time to allow us to export American crude oil. And let's push back on the president. He could do this tomorrow. So if this is such a great deal, let's package it up with exports of crude oil and get it done. I know that Congress and the Senate are working towards that goal, but why not allow, if we're going to let Iran play in a level playing field, why not let America play on a level playing field with our allies and export them crude oil? The studies are all out. It's good for America. It's good for our economy. It's good for our political allies across the world. So let's put some heat on the president and get his pen out soon, and let's get this deal done. Well, why do we have to twiddle around in Congress? He likes to do lots of things, and you know what?
But you're right, though. He's been dragging his feet.
On the back. He does not want to do that.
He's been dragging his feet on this deal without question, and Congress is getting more and more momentum for it. What a good opportunity if we're going to have to swallow hard in this deal anyway with Iran, most of which, you know, the next president is going to have to undo anyway. You know, maybe that is the way to go. It'll be interesting. Obviously, it sounds to me like they're going to fight and try to not have the votes. But if they do, might be a good calculated risk to throw that on there because the president wants the Iran deal. That's pretty obvious.
Well, you know, we are very concerned about the continuing trickle down of the crude oil price. And we are seeing the effects of that in North Dakota and allowing us to compete in the globe with our oil, just like we do with our grain and our everything else. It's time to get that done, and maybe this is something that can spur them to get this done quickly. So,
sounds good. Well, look forward to lots of fun over the next couple of days, and really hope folks take advantage of it. As you said, 3 hours, 15 minutes, you're here, so you got, you know, plenty of time to make the decision impromptu to head on up to Alexander, North Dakota, see all this. Just see it for yourself, South Heart, on Thursday. It's going to be great fun, and we'll be broadcasting live throughout it over the next couple of days. Thanks, Ron.
Hey, I ate really light yesterday and today, by the way.
Good idea.
I know what's coming today.
Good idea. I can hardly wait. All right, we're live in Alexander. We'll meet the superintendent, Leslie Bieber, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Good morning, America! Liars, liars, liars! Oh, about 10 years ago or so, they were at the UN drawing all kinds of red lines. Oh, if they get a nuke, they'll have it in all 6 months, 2 years, they're going to have it. They're going to have the nuke. Oh, no! Oh, no! Then here, I don't know, last year, the Netanyahu was over here. Oh, they're going to have a nuke in 6 months. Oh, maybe 3 months, maybe a year. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Liars, liars, liars. Good morning, America. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, America. For the number one lies in America.
The laugh was there. Very good. The signature was there, right, Todd? I take it you want to say what you want,
but he does stand out among most callers. That's right.
And I take it he did want to pass along good morning greetings to America. Also, to an earlier caller's point, he obviously has analyzed everything in the deal already. There's no need to take a look. He's got a pretty good handle on it. Anyway, some of your comments today on the big international news of the day. We are in Alexander, North Dakota for the North Dakota Petroleum Council today and the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. I want to thank our fine sponsors, including the Armstrong Corporation. Kelly's going to join us down in South Hart on Thursday on What's on Your Mind. We're looking forward to that. Go Wireline, over 200 years of wireline experience. You call, we go, and they do. By MBI Energy Services, established, respected, and experienced. One Oak, the one in energy. Enbridge Pipelines, fueling quality of life. And Fortis Energy Services, an award-winning oil and gas well service operator in North Dakota. Thank them for our special broadcast. Ron Nestor told me 17 cookers in Alexander Park today, folks. So if you've been to a Bakken Rocks Cook Fest before, you can benchmark this as the biggest, the most cookers ever, and a whole lot of selection in the way of the menu, if you will. And it's free, so it is really good stuff. I had dinner, actually, last night with my friend Father Brian Gross he actually has the parish here in Alexander and in Watford City, and New York strip steak was on the menu. So I didn't take Ron's advice and go light the night before to save up for this. So I'll be doing lots of sampling today and looking forward to it. And by the way, if you come find us today at Alexander School for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest in the park tomorrow in South Hart, or even tomorrow at the fishing tournament, which you can find out more information about on the Facebook page for North Dakota Oil Can. I do have free tickets for a lot of the events at the State Fair. So tell me what day you want to go, and we can hook you up while they last from the North Dakota State Fair, which starts Friday as well. So check that out. All right. We are pleased to be joined by our host here for the program today, Leslie Bieber, who is the superintendent of the school here in Alexander, the Alexander School System. How are you, Leslie?
I'm well. Thank you.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So how are things at the Alexander School?
Busy. Very, very busy. We are building to bring our expansion starts, breaks ground at the end of this month. Tonight we take our big bid package at our board meeting, and our first football game in 30 years is about a month and 2 weeks away.
Now that's neat.
Yes.
Your first football game in 30 years, you've been in a co-op?
Yep, we co-opted with Watford City, McKenzie County 1.
And this year will be the first time Alexander, in 30 years, is back on the field as Alexander alone.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
So we've been laying sod, and things are starting to come together.
That's cool. Now, and you told me earlier it's non-conference, and the number of Montana schools that will be playing
right.
Alexander?
Right, we are going to play six-man non-conference in Montana, so... We're not quite large enough to go 9 or 11 at this point, but we are to go six-man. And Montana, the eastern Montana towns were excited because we're closer.
So do you think a few other North Dakota schools might end up doing something similar?
I think in 2 years, my hope is that in 2 years, North Dakota will establish a six-man conference and we'll be able to compete in North Dakota. So
either that or just keep growing and move on up to
exactly.
9 or 11, right?
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
And speaking of growth... What did we say, about triple the size in 6 years?
Yep. Nope. We went from 55 to 180.
And what are you projecting? What's coming?
Well, our projection shows in the next, by 18-19, that we'll be right around 360. So, hence the reason for the expansion.
Ron Nestor and his earlier was talking about the map you have right when you come into school.
Right.
Of the pictures of the kids, and is that where they've moved from?
That's where they moved from, yep.
That's phenomenal.
Yes, it's really nice. We really have a nice cumulative cultural, you know, from different areas. Southern folk, they come up. The winters are tough, but it allows us to have an appreciation for to see this and snow and all the fun things that we do for the first time. A little Philippine girl, I said, "Let me go down. I'll get you some snow pants." And as we were walking down, she said, "What are snow pants?" Oh, yes, that's right.
Trust me, you need them.
Exactly.
You'll appreciate it at a recess, right?
Right.
That's neat.
So it's fun. It's fun to see all the
What do you want the rest of North Dakota, and for that matter, our audience, you know, in the surrounding states, to know about, you know, the challenges, the fun things, what's happening at the school?
The challenge for all of us right now is we have one more year crammed into very small spaces. We do have a modular of two classrooms, but we're so excited for the expansion and to actually be able to kind of broaden our wings a little bit. We're excited. It's exciting to see the growth. It's exciting for the community to have the Comets back, to be able to have some of their own hometown pride. Not that Watford, you know, we don't appreciate, we do appreciate 100% what Watford did for us with the co-op, but it's just exciting to bring it back, to have people back into the school and different faces, different families. The best part of it is the community support. It doesn't matter where they're from. It doesn't matter what language they speak or what accent they have. People are just excited to see, and especially with the bypass. I heard you guys earlier talking about how wonderful the roads are. We are a small town again. So now we have kids in the park. Now you see bicycles riding down the road again. It's very nice to see our community come back.
Yeah, for folks that haven't driven through Alexander, that was, you know, the traffic Williston to Watford was coming right through the middle of Alexander.
Right.
Yeah.
Daily we had 10,000 vehicles a day, and a lot of them were trucks. And that's a lot of vehicles for a little town.
Yeah. No, that's amazing. It really is. We talked about football coming back. You also have volleyball and basketball.
Volleyball and basketball. First time for volleyball and basketball in 10 years.
So do you think people that obviously see the challenges of, you mentioned the traffic and the other things that are going on, understand, you know, look, that's a challenge, but boy, we get to, rather than talk about closing the school, we get to expand the school. Rather than deciding if we're going to co-op, you know, or we're going to push these kids to another school, we'll have our own football program. Does the good outweigh the bad?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. 100%. The challenges are, if you come with a smile, the challenges will go on the wayside. That's fine. You just have to have a good attitude, but otherwise, the excitement definitely overrides of having our community, having the school grow, having new kids, having new faces, more teachers. So it's definitely been wonderful.
Only about 30 seconds left, but I'm curious, what did families that come in from other places say about the school here? What kind of feedback do you get?
They love our school. We are hometown. We are small. And we go that extra mile. And not only my teachers, because my staff is incredible, but the community people will come in, and I have community people come in and donate $1,000 and say, for those families that come up that don't have the boots and the would like to buy, or if there's a child who is negative in their lunch account, let's pay for it. It's just really nice.
Sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
It's really neat. Well, it's fun that this event today is in Alexander, so you get to showcase what's here and what's coming.
Yeah, and try the food out.
Darn right. Yeah, I'm in. I'm with you on that all the way. Thanks, Leslie. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Leslie Bieber, the superintendent of Alexander Schools, our guest on What's On Your Mind. More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today on What's On Your Mind, I want to tell you about that new iCitizen app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, really encourage you to do so. It is free. It doesn't cost you anything, number one. But a good example, today we have this nuke deal, right? And there's going to be a vote, right? There'll be a number of days, and then the actual deal will go to members of Congress, and then they'll start having to decide how they're going to vote. Well, this puts at your fingertips your members of the congressional delegation. You live in South Dakota, you've got your two senators, Kristi Noem, right there. I mean, you live in Montana, same thing, North Dakota. Senator Hovind, Senator Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer, how you contact them on Twitter or Facebook or email or telephone or where their office is, you know, all of that right there. And also, it has a great poll tool. So very timely polls. Have been polls recently on the Supreme Court decisions and Confederate flag, and I'm sure soon on the Iran deal. And what that does, it doesn't say Scott Hannon votes this way, but it takes Scott Hannon and everybody else from North Dakota and says to Congressman Kramer, here's what we think about this deal. So it really is an interactive tool so they know what's going on as well and gives you a chance to directly communicate with them one-on-one. So it's what being a citizen is all about. That's why it's called iCitizen. And it's free. iPhone or Droid, download it. Register your information so they know who your members of Congress are, who your legislators are, which is nice to have as well on state issues. Ways to contact the governor's office. All right there. I love the darn thing. I really do. And did I mention it's free? Just like the barbecue today. You know, certain things with free that are A-OK by me. You know what I'm saying? So check it out. 27 before the hour. Already have given away Saturday night. Aerosmith tickets to the state fair. Saturday night Aerosmith. And also some of the bull riding as well. And a mom very fired up to be able to take the kids to the bull riding. At the fair. So if there's a particular event you're looking for to go to the fair and you want a freebie, come find me here in Alexander at the school through the Cook Fest this afternoon. And then also tomorrow in Newtown, we'll be down fishing if you're participating in that fishing tournament. I think there's 250 fishermen. What did I say? 225. So if you're a part of that group, we'll be down there launching from the casino. And then on Thursday at South Hart. So just come find me, and don't be shy. I'll wear the Scott Hannon name tag, and you can come up and say, hey, I want to go to the fair for free. So we'll hook you up. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Anything on your mind?
You're saying shouldn't pound on the windows in the Mercedes, then, is what you're saying, right?
I can do that, too. I'd love to show you the Mercedes from Valley Imports. It's a GL550. Have I mentioned that, Todd?
You should mention that.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a ride, man.
You cannot believe this vehicle. You just can't. The thing I'm still amazed about, I took Father Gross out last night, because he's like, look at this car. I'm like, you got to drive this. So we drove, set the cruise control, and that I call it lane control, but again, it puts you back in your lane. you need to drift just a little bit over there. Says, "Ooh, Todd, you're going to, you know, come back over here. Save your life right there. Save your life." And, you know, there's a lot of people I see with Mercedes-Benz license plates, and they're like from Minneapolis or somewhere else. And I always think, really? You know, I think some people are like, "Oh, if I'm going to buy a Mercedes, I don't want to buy it in North Dakota because somebody will know." Well, you're driving it, for crying out loud, so they know already.
Yeah, North Dakota plates, you might as well buy it in North Dakota.
Number two, don't apologize for success.
There you go.
Do not apologize for success. And Mercedes-Benz says success all over it. It also says safety. And there are many, if you go to ValleyImports.com right now, there are many vehicles you could buy that would be well below vast majority of the pickups you'd purchase at a lot of places, right? I mean, even where I buy my vehicles from S&S Motors in Watford City, you know, you go buy their used pickup 2-3 years old, you're going to be, you know, in the 40-50 range, no problem. So, anyway, ValleyImports.com, check it out. You kind of got me going there.
Never, ever apologize for driving.
Yeah.
From Mercedes-Benz or any other greatness.
Somebody says, how come these cookouts always happen during the week, not on the weekend? Would love to go.
Because I might show up, that's why.
That's a good question. I suppose it's just a matter of, you know, logistics of everything. But, you know, summertime weekends are almost, you know, more difficult to get people to come to things, right? Because people scatter to the lakes and vacation spots and, you know, everything else. So summertime, I don't know, you know, but take some time, go during the week, make it happen. We've been talking about this for 2 months. It's not been a secret. Just sometimes you got to do it, right? Let's see here. Why don't I take a call? I was going to read some more text, but I'll let you do that, Todd. We got a few calls that we didn't get to earlier that called off the air that we want to get to. Let's go to Cameron and Mandan. Cameron, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, Todd?
It's fantastic. How about you?
All right. I was wondering what you don't like about the Iran nuclear treaty.
What I don't like about it? Well, if I had to pick one thing specifically, you know, in other words, there's a lot of things that, you know, concern me. Like, for instance, is this going to spark an arms race in the Middle East because of distrust of Iran, right? So that'd be a big picture thing. A little thing
what
is
sort
I...
of arms race?
Well, in other words, if I'm in the neighborhood and I'm concerned, if I'm Saudi Arabia, and I know what, you know, I'm Israel, and I'm worried about whether Iran's doing what they're saying they're going to do, I'm going to protect myself and get
their arms. What's
Iran
saying they'll do?
You lost me. What is Iran saying it's going to do? In other words, Iran saying we love this deal. This is great. This is fantastic. And so here's what we're going to do. You can come look at our nuclear sites anytime you want. Really? Can we? Because another specific concern I have, Cameron. Right, my understanding is, you know, the lingo we're hearing from everybody is anytime, any place. We can look at anything we want. Anytime, any place. So in other words, if we're concerned, hey, what is Iran doing over there? Anytime, any place, we'll go look at it. Well, the details, according to a leak, are that the IAEA, if they say we want to look at that, Iran has 14 days to respond to it. Well, that worries me. Does it worry you?
Not particularly. You're talking about the military bases, not the nuclear sites.
No, I would think the IAEA is going to want to look at nuclear sites. But why wouldn't it worry you?
They have cameras, webcams, everything stocked and tagged. They have they completely monitor Iran's weapons. Iran's been in complete compliance with the IAEA's regulations. What you're talking about is it's actually a 25-day lag with respect to inspection of suspected military sites, so military bases.
Now we're talking about two different things here. We're talking about military sites and their nuke sites. But my point is, if they say it takes 14 days to respond, again, that's criticism that's coming from members of Congress. Okay, Cameron? So I'll ask you one more time. If a request for an inspection...
No, I did.
Play the tape. I'll ask you again. IAEA or anybody else says, we want to look at that site, and Iran could say, we'll get back to you in 14 days. Does that worry you?
We're looking at the site. So here's the thing. You don't understand the facts. We can actually see their stockpiles in real time. We have web cameras on them. We have IAEA people there, staff there. We're looking at their stuff. Not consistently, you know, continuously.
So a sworn enemy of the United States for 35 years that says death to America, you believe there's just tons of sunshine there, and we know absolutely everything they're doing because of webcam.
With respect to enrichment, yeah, we do. We've got a pretty good handle on it.
All right, Cameron. I don't share your trust in Iran. Let's put it that way. And with all due respect, with webcams, really? I mean, can you imagine the games that could be played with the webcams? It's a lot bigger deal than that. It's a lot bigger deal than that. But I appreciate your feedback nonetheless, and always nice to hear from you. 800-228-0550. Some other folks wanted to weigh in on this too, didn't they, Todd?
I love this Iran deal on the different networks, helping back and forth between them all. The one thing I get about from every station is the president sat there last night and said that they had unfettered access for us to go check them, you know, for the inspectors to check them out. But what I keep hearing over and over and over is they got to do it. And they get so many, almost 2 weeks before they have to go look at it, and then the Iranians could still say no, and then they go to some arbitration about it and everything else. How they're going to move stuff? I mean, they have never kept a deal ever. People forget how many of our soldiers they killed in Iran. They're the ones that gave them these IEDs for the penetrators that would penetrate our armor and stuff. All our soldiers were killed. They will not keep a deal. Everyone who is really afraid about this thing, just like I am, you need to contact our senators, both of them, and our congressmen, tell them, do not support this deal, especially Senator Heitkamp. They just can't. This is not going to work. I can see it. What's going to happen now. We're looking at a nuclear arms race over there that's going to be unbelievable. Thanks, Scott.
Well, I appreciate the call, although I would tell you, don't worry, because there's webcams. You know, I mean, there's really no, you know, we've got the webcam thing. So I don't know why that call is.
Oh, we're set. Okay.
Right? Everybody. Yeah. Yeah. I'm done worrying about the whole deal because of these webcams. And then, by the way, Senator John Hoeven will join us tomorrow on the program. We would encourage you to call and let him know how you feel about it. But he will he'll be checking in to give us, we asked specifically for his reaction to the deal Congressman Kramer did earlier today. And, Todd, would you reach out to Senator Heitkamp's office so that we can see if they've decided that real people who call this program every day matter? And that they actually might want to talk with him. You want to give that a shot? We'll have you and Matt. You try, because I've tried forever. So,
Texter says, I've seen Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster on webcam.
There you go.
So, well, okay, we got webcams.
Move.
We have Google Earth and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
What's that?
Say, you know, my friends at Heedles are the folks that have the parts you need, right? Guess what else they have? Great people. Folks like Don Gross. I was talking to Don the other day. Don actually handles the distribution center, so he gets all the parts. When you say Heedles has it, he's the reason, right? He gets it out to all the stores, North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota, Western Minnesota. And Don was telling me, I asked him about his first car, 47 Ford. And this is the best part of it. It was his grandfather's. Nobody could get the thing running, so he tinkers with it. He got it running, and that was his first car. Then he sold it. Because he wanted a, you know, a little better wheel. I said, that's a businessman in you. You know, Dick Heedles treated you well. You got that thing running. And he said, well, I was married and the son. I couldn't afford any more to keep working on it. So that's kind of a cool story. Also had a 69 SS Chevelle with a 396 in it and started driving that. Then upgraded to a 73 Nova. Is that an upgrade from a Chevelle to a Nova? I'm not sure that is.
Well, depends on what's under the hood, you know.
But he loves working at Heedles. Great family-run business. Said, hey, we treat everyone like they're our family, too. We take pride in what we do, and we want to get our customers the right parts they're looking for and find out what the problem is. Not like the box stores that just, you know, they say, hey, this is what you might need. No, we can tell you this is what you need. We've got it. Heedles has it. Great story from Don Gross. Make sure you ask him about this story next time you see him. More coming up from Alexander, North Dakota today on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice at the pump at every PetroServe USA location. Plus, you get great savings. I love to fill up with a 4-for-4 special. That's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, soda or coffee, your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. And here's July specials. Deli Express sandwiches, the Mega Italian, the Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey and Cheese, the Mega Pastrami, pastrami and Swiss. Your choice, just $2.79. Rice Krispie Treats, two for a buck. Nestle Water, the 20 packs, only $3.99. Jack Link's Small Batch Jerky, just $3.29. Kellogg's Pop Tarts, two for a buck. Or Snickers or M&M's, three for 99 cents. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. PetroServe USA. Stop and see them today and tell them Scott sent you.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Realized, I've been talking about the 14th of July on my calendar forever, but I for some reason just realized that we're a month today from the Twins Fun Bus to go down and see the Minnesota Twins take on the Texas Rangers. It's August 13th, Target Field. We have the primo seats behind home plate, folks, and this can be a great deal. It is a bus trip from Fargo. So you get to Fargo and you got a bus trip there and back. It's a 12:10 game, so you know you're home in a decent hour. If you'd like to go, $129, bus ride and ticket. And if you'd like a hotel, just add $100, and we'll take care of that for you, too. Call Marie at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email Marie at flagfamily.com for more on that. Also want to tell you that my pals at Polar are still looking for some technicians. And they are paying Bakken wages up to $35 per hour. Your choice of free housing in a townhome, living accommodation, or a $700 a month housing allowance above that. I kid you not. And one of the best health care plans in the business. Polar Service Center is the nation's largest tank trailer manufacturer. They have service centers in Killdeer, in Billings and soon in Williston. And Minnesota Company, been around since 1946. Polar Service Center is a great place to work. And again, did I mention up to $35 an hour? If you're interested, call Terry. He's the HR man waiting for your call at 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. All right, breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, on the program. I don't know if you're ready for this or not, but we have just been told here in Alexander, North Dakota, in the park, XTO and Neighbors will be serving alligator sausage. So this just in.
What?
Yeah, alligator sausage. Does that sound good or what?
Wow.
Are you trying it, Tom? You right bold there. Enough to try it? I'll bring you some home.
Go for it. I'll try it.
Katie Arsager is here from Enbridge. And Enbridge is one of our fine sponsors of our broadcast from the Cookfest today here in Alexander and also in South Hart on Thursday. Enbridge is all about fueling quality of life. How are you, Katie?
I am great. Thank you for having me.
Great to see you. So how does Enbridge fuel quality of life?
Well, Enbridge itself, we're a pipeline company. We're transportation. That's what we're all about. And so Alexander is actually one of our farthest points on our system in North Dakota. So it's really fun to be kind of on this edge of our system, and it delivers all the way into Clearbrook, Minnesota. From there, it hops on the rest of Enbridge's liquids pipeline system. And in North Dakota itself, we are able to export just over 475,000 barrels a day. And we've got some projects underway. Sandpiper Pipeline Project is one of them. That'll add 225,000 barrels per day. We're hoping to get that under construction and then into service by 2017. So, you know, we were moving about 60,000 barrels per day around kind of 1996 when Enbridge purchased this system and, you know, even into the early 2000s. So it's really exciting. It's fun to be in this part of the business.
From 60,000 to nearly 500,000.
Yes.
Barrels per day.
Yes.
And talk about quality of life. You know, one issue through the challenges of this energy renaissance is traffic. That's a lot less barrels of oil that are, you know, traveling the highways.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, just looking at the Sandpiper project itself, that is, I mean, if you're doing the math, just basic on, you know, trucks going in and out or rail cars going in and out, that's reducing about 1,800 trucks per day off the roads going out, and then also, you know, empty ones coming back in to reload again. And so it's really freeing up some of that that travel that you see on the highways. It's, you know, making access to wonderful towns like Alexander easier. So we're all about that. We're all about helping to fuel that quality of life. You know, we're basically sending it to those refineries where it's getting made into all the products we use every day, from the iPhone that I'm checking right now to, you know, to the rubber on my shoes and gas in your car. So it's exciting.
I know you guys do a really neat thing where you bring popcorn to schools.
Yes.
And help them fundraise.
Yeah.
So they have sporting events. Did you know Alexander, for the first time in 30 years, will have their own football team starting this fall?
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
I want to do an Alexander cheer.
I know. And so it'd be a great spot for the popcorn thing.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I know. Yeah. We do a popcorn tour for our football teams and our basketball teams all across our pipeline system. We try and get to those games where it's, for example, you know, Alexander, where we have a station, you know, hopefully maybe if they play, say, Tioga or Ray, you know, we'll get to that basketball game, we'll give them a donation, we'll provide them with some popcorn bags, and it's just a great chance to be involved in our communities and our schools.
Yeah, so Enbridge provides everything, and then the schools obviously have a fundraiser, so it's a really neat deal. You do a lot of great things for the community, including cooking for the good folks that come today.
Oofta.
Yeah, right? Oofta is right. So we only have a minute, but try and describe the Cookfest and what you guys will be doing here today, and folks will find if they come join us.
Cookfest. Well, we have food, we have the most amazing team out here. We're partnering with SWAT Consulting, which is an emergency response organization in the region. We're going with a Midwest is best theme. So we've got cookie salad. We've got potato salad. We've got sliders with good old Sloppy Joe's.
Oh, baby!
So we are going with classic North Dakota Parknik, you know, picnic fair. We're really excited about it. You know, we're going to give that alligator sausage a run for its money, hopefully. But I don't know. That's pretty out there. So we're excited.
The cookie salad just won over my heart.
Yes,
cookie salad has won over my heart over alligator sausage. So this will be great fun. And you have some freebies to give out, too.
We do. Yeah, we've got giant bubble wands. So we're really excited to see all the kids. They're so much fun. We've got some really fun tote bags. We have three grand prizes people can sign up for. a kid's bucket full of all sorts of games. We've got the dad's bucket full of all sorts of grilling supplies. And we also have the lady's bucket, which has a beautiful succulent display from Green Thumb out of Minot.
Good stuff.
As well as lots of gardening things. So come on down.
So there's free prizes, there's things to register for, and there's a whole lot of food. We'll see you in Alexander. Ask me for the state fair passes if you find me in the park today, folks, or at the education session at the school at 2:30. God bless you. Bye-bye.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking them with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices on line. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.